100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day until the day I die.com. Still kicking, still breathing, still podcasting. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is so many questions. We got a bunch of stories in on the topic, and normally this is when I would ramble and blah, blah, blah and all that, but what's the point of that? How about we listen to some stories? I know you're looking forward to them, and so am I.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening's called And Then She Was Gone. So many questions, so little answers. She had it all. Wealth, the admiration of millions, a rich internal spiritual life that gave her a rock-solid center to engage in all-too-ragged modern world. Traveled the world to comfort the afflicted, and storm the halls of power to inflict the comfortable. What seeping darkness had finally dimmed the light? What growing weight pressed the last ounce of joy? Could you see it in her eyes? The questions remain, and the answers elude. In the end, we are left with silent ghosts. When a light goes out, darkness gathers. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the Weekly Challenge 794 with a prompt of so many questions. And here's my story. I'm getting tired of so many questions. Just when I think it's done, the process starts all over again. Who would do such a thing? When did you find out? What are you doing to keep it from happening again? Why didn't you come forward sooner? How does this make you feel? Wait, where are you going? My guidance counselor says I still have a week to drop Journalism 101. Theater class would be fun. But that's just more drama. Home ec always smells like cookies when I walk by. Woodshop sounds all right. I could make a cool wooden bong.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 794, with a prompt of so many questions. So here's my story. Unable to sleep because of the endless pounding on the motel room's wall, Bilbert lay awake as so many questions ran through his head. Had he been older, his first question would have been, how long would their neighbor be pounding the walls? Instead, Bilbert wondered, why had they moved to this forsaken, out-of-the-way town? If nuclear fission had found his mother before, what guaranteed that she wouldn't find her here? But, ultimately, the questions that nagged him most were, would Linoleum Amanda forget all about him, and would he ever be able to be with her again? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Robert Zoino here, with a story on the subject, So Many Questions. I was sitting outside a cafe on the Rialto one evening, when I saw Jim emerge from the crowd. Hey Jim, where have you been all these years? Weren't you searching for the secret masters of ancient wisdom? How's it going? Can I get you a drink? So many questions, he said. Found a few, still seeking others. There's a door off an obscure alley here in Venice that only opens at certain times. so I dropped by you on my way. But how did you know I was here? I asked. Secret wisdom, he said, and disappeared into the crowd.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
There were so many questions I wanted to ask. After all, it's not every day you get to interview a real serial killer. Especially when you're just 16, and doing an exclusive piece for the school newspaper. But I only had 15 minutes, and I had to make them count. So I decided to ditch my prepared list. I could always make up the answers afterwards. And ask the things I really, desperately, wanted to know. He entered the room. Hi, Mr. Dahmer. What would you advise a 16-year-old who wants to get into serial killing?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I sat at my desk and pondered, should I go and interview the man? Should I shake his hand? Should I be friendly? Should I smile? Should I let him lead the conversation? Or should I ask him specific questions? Should I show him the photos? The ones with their faces? The ones where they were still smiling? And the maps? Should I show him the maps, the ones where the crosses mark the different locations? Should I ask him? Should I ask him about the bodies? And are there more out there? Are there? Where? Please tell us where. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic, So Many Questions, and it's called Questions, Questions, Questions. Oh, for crying out loud. Not another one, surely. So many questions. It's almost as if you imagine we've no idea what we're getting into. Do you honestly think that after 3 years, we haven't considered the points you're raising at all? It's embarrassing, especially in front of all these people. How would you like to be paraded in front of family and friends and interrogated? It's just not right. Let's just assume the answer is yes to all these damn questions. And just maybe we'll get to you may kiss the bride before the end of the ceremony. I think that's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Trivial Pursuit games contain only so many questions. It's possible to memorize all of them in a set. You can buy more sets, but those can be memorized too. Tournaments become nothing more than memorization challenges, and lucky dice rolls. That's what trivia bots are for. Millions of questions in a database, too much knowledge to study and memorize. Unless you're a trivia bot too. Then you know all the questions and answers. Which is why we scan for helper devices at tournaments. No phones, no earpieces. No ocular or neural implants, and certainly No loaded dice allowed in either.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Trivial Pursuit games contain only so many questions. It's possible to memorize all of them in a set. You can buy more sets, but those can be memorized too. Tournaments become nothing more than memorization challenges and lucky dice rolls. That's what trivia bots are for. Millions of questions in a database. Too much knowledge for study and memorization. Unless you're a trivia bot, too. Then you know all the questions and answers. Which is why we scan for helper devices at tournaments. No phones. No earpieces. No ocular or neural implants. And certainly no loaded dice allowed in, either.